to do is I want to take you into the Bible for just a few moments and let you know why we as a body of believers take the Lord's Supper tonight, and then we'll take the Lord's Supper tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 tonight, and I want to share with you tonight the reason why we take the Lord's Supper. And we take this tonight, and we take it. And I want to share this with you while you're turning there tonight. The Lord's Supper is nothing to fear. It's nothing to miss church about and stay at home and not come to the house of God when you take the Lord's Supper. It's nothing to fear. You say, yeah, but I've always been taught that I ought to search myself and I ought to do, hey, you'll never be worthy to take the Lord's Supper. The reason that we take the Lord's Supper is because Jesus Christ, He is worthy. Amen. I do believe that the Bible teaches here that a man or a woman or a kid, they ought to examine themselves. But it's no reason to stay at home. We come on, take the Lord's Supper. By that reason, we're healthy. Amen. He says in the Bible tonight, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, and we'll begin reading in verse number 23 tonight. And the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 11, 23, and the Bible says, For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse 23, He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence again tonight, Father, we love You and we thank You. Lord, I thank You that we can come and study a portion of Your Word tonight. Father God, we can study this tonight and just look on it for ourselves tonight, what You'd have us to see. Lord, I'm praying tonight, Father God, that You would minister us in a mighty way. Lord God, You would show us Your stripes. You'd show us Your mercy. You'd show us Your grace tonight in a mighty way as we partake of this Lord's Supper tonight. Father, it's not our supper, it's Your supper. Lord God, this ain't my church, this is Your church. Lord God, these ain't my people, these are Your people tonight, Father. And Lord God, tonight as we come to this place, let us just sit down for just a moment and leave the cares of the world outside these doors and come in and bask at Your love and Your mercy and Your grace. Father, I love You, and Father, I thank You. I ask it all tonight in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about You and nothing about me. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated. You know, as when I was a young little boy, I'm going to give you the reason why we take the Lord's Supper. I'll never forget when I was a young little boy, I'd went to a vacation Bible school a time or two and seen some things there. And then I seen the church minister the Lord's Supper, and I never really paid attention to it, what they was going to do or the reason they took it. But I remember after I got born again, one night I went home, and the pastor had said, we're going to take the Lord's Supper tonight. And I don't know where my mind was, but when he said we was going to take the Lord's Supper, I thought, well, man, we ain't got to go to Woodpecker tonight. Well, we fixing to do some eating. Man, and you say, what are you talking about? Preacher, I was young in the faith. I didn't know what the Lord's Supper was. I never really had paid attention to it. And that night when we went in and we took the Lord's Supper that night, I'll never forget that when I left that place, what a humble experience I had experienced in my life. I was looking to go and indulge into a meal and really get full and really take in. But I want you to know when I left that night, physically I wasn't full, but spiritually I was full. Spiritually I was full when I left that place. And when you leave here tonight, I pray that you're spiritually full when you leave here tonight. Let's look at the reason number one tonight why we take the Lord's Supper. Number one tonight, we see in verse number 24, we take the Lord's Supper because we remember the Savior. That's the reason we take the Lord's Supper tonight, is to remember the Savior and what He did on the cross of Calvary. Look what the Bible says in verse number 24. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. That's the reason we take the Lord's Supper tonight. Number one reason tonight is because we remember the Savior. He said, as often as you do, as often as you take of the Lord's Supper, you do this to remember Him. Preacher, what are we going to remember when we take that bread tonight? What are we going to teach? What are we going to see when we take that tonight? You remember when Jesus was on the cross, He took our stripes, He took our punishment, He took the nails that was supposed to be in our hands. They went through His body on that old rugged cross. Friends, I want you to know, when they put that crown of thorns on His head, that should have been on my head and that should have been on your head tonight, but it wasn't. He took that for you and I tonight, and He paid that penalty price on the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And we do that tonight to remember the Savior. We don't do that for no other reason tonight to start with, but to remember what our Lord and Savior did on the cross of Calvary. Isaiah said that He was bruised for our transgressions. By His stripes we're healed. Friends, tonight, by them stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we can become healed tonight. You know, when somebody's sick and they're bedridden, we've done this time and time again, not since COVID hit, but time and time again, as a deacon body and as a church, you let somebody get bedridden and they can't come to church, we'll go and we'll take the Lord's Supper to them as a church. As a body of believers, we'll go to that place. Of course, we don't invite the whole church because you couldn't get everybody in their house. Hey, but we go on the authority of the church and we go and we minister to that individual that may be at the end of their life. And they'll be calling for that and want you to do that. Why? Because they want to remember the Savior and what He did on the cross of Calvary. So tonight, when we come and we take of this bread, I want you to know tonight, when you partake of that bread, you're going to be remembering the Savior and how He was beaten for your transgressions, how He was bruised, and how he was broken for you and I tonight, how His body was there and how it hung on that old rugged cross. I said this morning, and I'll say it again, He paid a price for me that I could not pay. He paid a price for me that I could not pay. We've not took the Lord's Supper. I can't remember the last time we took it because of the COVID and everything's going on. But I know this, it is burning my spirit so hard and so heavy that we need to be taking the Lord's Supper. Number one, tonight we do it because we remember the Savior. He said, after the same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. As we take that tonight and we take that cup, you know what that's a representation of, or it presents tonight? It presents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Man, what that blood did, that bloodline, that blood covenant tonight, as we take of this Lord's Supper tonight. As we come tonight, not only number one, we see the remembering of the Savior, but there's a second thing I see here in the text that I want to share with you. We remember the Savior, we remember what He did, but number two tonight, we reflect on ourselves. We reflect on ourselves tonight as we come and we take of the Lord's Supper. And this right here, I'm telling you what, when my preacher the church I used to pastor, when he would nail on this, it'd really nail me home, Brother Keith. It really put me in subjection of what God would have me to do. Number one, you know, we remember the Savior, but number two, we reflect on ourselves and how we stand with the Lord Jesus. We stand by the blood, and we're justified by that blood tonight. But look at this, verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. And I love this in verse number 28. He says, but let a man examine himself. Not only should we remember the Savior, but we should reflect on ourselves and our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here at this church, there's two things we believe that an individual is able to take the Lord's Supper tonight. We remember the Savior and we reflect on ourselves. Tonight, a lost man should not take the Lord's Supper. If you've never been born again tonight, you have no authority to take the Lord's Supper. You have no business of taking the Lord's Supper. That's not for you tonight. But once you are born again and baptized, then you get to that place where you do take the Lord's Supper. And we believe tonight that an individual should be saved and should be baptized and take the Lord's Supper. We believe the Bible teaches that tonight. We see in the Bible it says, but let a man examine himself. He said, preacher, are you examining me? I'm just telling you what the Bible says tonight. I thank God tonight it don't say let the preacher examine the flock. Boy, if it said that, we'd be in trouble. If it said, but let the deacons examine the flock, we'd be in trouble. Because you know why he says, but let every man examine himself, is because you know you better than anybody knows you. And he says, I want you to examine yourself that none of these things, when you take of this, you take of it worthily of what God's called you to do. We said we was going to take this last Wednesday night. That's giving you plenty of time to examine yourself and to see where you are with the Lord. I'll never forget one time, and I always share my experiences, and you may be here tonight. We got to the Lord's Supper one night, and we got to this place where we remembered the Savior, and me and my wife, we were sitting there before we went to church that night. There were some issues going on, not between me and her, just some things we knew, and we said we just don't need to take the Lord's Supper tonight. We just know we don't need to take it, and we sat down in our pew, and we didn't take the Lord's Supper. And everybody stood. He said, everybody willing to take the Lord's Supper? Stand. That's what they do. That's what we do. And they stood. And here me and my wife, we're sitting there and we didn't stand. And boy, everybody was looking like, what are they doing sitting there? What are they doing sitting there? And when we got done, before we could get home, the phone call was ringing. Are y'all getting a divorce? Are y'all separated? Do y'all got things going on in your life? What's happening with y'all? And what's happening with y'all? Y'all are teaching the youth. Is anything going on that we need to know about? You know what? When you examine yourself, it doesn't matter what the next man thinks. It matters how it is between you and God. God and God alone. He says, but let every man examine himself if he should take it or if he should not. Friends, I want you to know at that time in our life, we didn't feel that we needed to take it at that moment and at that point. And I want you to know, I believe God honored that in our life in a mighty way. Number one, because we remembered the Savior. But number two, we reflected on ourselves and we said, hey, right now is just not a good time. For us, it's just not a good time. But let me give you the third thing tonight, and we're going to get into taking the Lord's Supper. Number one, we remember the Savior. Number two, we reflect on ourselves. And number three, we do this. The reason we do this is to remain strong. To remain strong. There's strength in the Lord's Supper. Just as there's strength in the baptismal pool and baptismal waters, and you know, we're a Baptist church, and they say, hey, we say whatever we say. That's not where I'm going down tonight. I'm going to leave it right there. But I believe a man that is born again, or a woman, should be baptized. I believe they should go through the baptismal waters. It makes a difference in an individual's life. He says that we admit that we are a sinner. We admit that we've wronged. We admit that we've done wrong. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then we confess that. And who do we confess that to? He said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. And the number one place that you can get a confession showing the death, burial, and resurrection is in the baptismal pool. When you go through, that's a confession to the people that I have been born again, and I am a follower of Jesus Christ. That's the first ordinance. Now we come to the second, which is the Lord's Supper, and we take it tonight to show that we're walking with the Lord the way we should. And we remember the Lord, we reflect on ourselves, and we remain strong. Look what the Bible says here. He says tonight, I know y'all ain't used to me being this calm, and I'm not used to being this calm. I'm trying just to be calm tonight, explain it to you in a way that you'd want to take this tonight. He says, number one, you see, to remember the Savior. Number two, we reflect on ourselves. But look here in verse number 30, we remain strong by doing this. For this cause, taking it unworthily, taking it where it's not supposed to be and out of context, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So if the reason taking it not the right way and not doing the way we should, it'll make us, it says you're weak and sickly among you and you may, and many sleep. So if I do it the way the Lord says for me to do it, and I do it the way that God wants me to do it, I will remain strong for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By His stripes, we're healed. By His stripes of what? The stripes that was on His body, we're healed tonight. Amen? We're healed by that tonight. When you take that body, I believe this. When he says go into your closet and close the door, I literally go into my closet at the house and close the door. I'd rather take the Bible literally for what it says and take it too lightly. Agent Rogers said, I'd rather take it literally for what it said. If Jonah, if he got swallowed by a whale, I believe it was a whale. Amen? I want to take it literally instead of too lightly. I don't want to get to heaven and the Lord said, hey, you took it way too lightly. So I get here tonight and I read that word and I want to stand on that the same way that we take it, not too lightly. But I truly believe tonight in the Lord's Supper. By His stripes, we're healed. When we partake that body, we partake it and we digest it into our system tonight. And remembering what the Lord had done, we've done reflected on ourselves. We said, Lord God, tonight, if there be any sin in my life, I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ to remove that sin. Lord God, I want to be in right standings with you tonight when I take this Lord's Supper tonight. I believe when we digest that into our body, I believe right then there's a healing that comes upon you and I tonight. I believe that tonight. I believe in that tonight. I believe in what God can do. I believe when we partake of that tonight, there's things that happens inside of a church. There's unity inside of a church at the Lord's Supper. There may not be unity at a lot of business meetings. Can I get an amen? But there's one place we should come, there'll always be unity. That's at the Lord's Supper. That's at the Lord's Supper when we come to this place tonight. You say, preacher, why should I take the Lord's Supper tonight? Number one, because he died on the cross for you. If you've been saved tonight and you've been born again tonight, you've been baptized tonight, hey, there ain't no other reason I wouldn't stand tonight and take the Lord's Supper. You say, well, what about if I've not examined myself? You got plenty of time right now. How long does it take to examine? Not very long. If I cut that finger, it don't take me long. No, there's a problem right there. I need to get it fixed. Right? Don't take long to examine. Don't take long to examine. I believe that's what's wrong with a lot of Christianity today. We don't examine ourselves. We don't look at ourselves and look deep down inside and say, what's going on? This morning, Adrian Rogers said, the reason we have earthquakes is because they're secret faults. The reason our lives quake the way it does is because they're secret faults that we know nothing. We don't want to regard. We don't want to look at secret faults. He said, you know why an earthquake occurs? Because they're secret faults we don't know nothing about. There's a fault line. There's something wrong right there. And when that thing gets shaken, everything above becomes shaken. This afternoon, we're going to take the Lord's Supper. You have the opportunity right now where you're sitting to remember what the Savior did on the cross of Calvary for you. You have that time right now to remember that. We're fixing to take it. You have time right now to reflect back on yourself and say, Lord God, if there be anything in my life, remove it. Like I said, this ain't nothing to shun away from. This is something to come to. And you can say, Lord God, I want to remain strong in you. I want to remain strong in you. Here at this church, we have open communion. You don't have to be a member of this church to take of the Lord's Supper. It's open to anybody that's born again and has been baptized. It's open tonight. You have all freedom tonight to take it. So what I'm going to do tonight, I'm fixing to walk right back up here. I'm going to grab my Bible. I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. I want you to pray where you're at. Ask the Lord to examine your heart. See what might be there that you might need to just talk to him about. Then at that time, I've got three deacons going to come tonight. We're going to stand at that moment. I'm going to ask whoever will stand. When we do, we're going to minister the Lord's Supper. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I love you. And Father, I pray tonight that I've explained it to these people the way that you've explained it to me. Lord God, the way the Holy Spirit and the Word of God explains it to me, Father, tonight. Father God, tonight we come and we remember what you did on the cross of Calvary with your Son. Father God, tonight how he bled and died on that cross. Lord, I pray tonight as we take this Lord's Supper tonight, I pray it be a night, Father, that you just get all the honor and all the glory. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, for these people and each and every one that's in this place. Lord, I pray right now as we remember what you've done, we will reflect back on our lives. If there be any sin or anything in our life that we need to ask forgiveness for tonight, I pray we do before we go any further. Lord God, tonight as a congregation, we want to remain strong for you. Lord God, we've started this race tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You called us to be yours. And Lord God, tonight we just want to do what you called us to do. Lord, I'm praying right now, Father, that you just have your will and way in everything. Lord, I thank you for the ones that's going to stand tonight. Father God, I thank you for the ones that's come out tonight to take of this. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you just watch over our life, watch over this church, keep us safe. Lord, I pray tonight that this Lord's Supper, I pray it would be a defense against COVID tonight. Whew! Lord, Lord, we need it tonight. Lord, we need strength as a church, as a group of believers. We need strength tonight. I believe we gain strength when we do what you've called us to do. Lord, I pray you bless at this time. Watch over these people. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen.